Hi there. The word for you today is pour out your heart to God. In Psalm 142, verse 2, the psalmist writes, I pour out my complaints before him. Learn to pray the Psalms. They run the gamut of human emotion from thanksgiving to anger to fear to loneliness to grief. The psalmist doesn't miss a beat when it comes to life. Not life as we wish it was, but life as it really is. Listen to him. I pour out my complaint before God. I tell him my trouble. He vents his pain to God. He allows himself to feel it in his gut. That takes courage, especially when you just want to put on a brave face. John Ortberg wrote, and I quote, I regret the pain of failure so keenly that I backed away from owning it and learning from it. I could not heal and move on. I wanted to bury it so deeply that no one would ever guess it was there, not even me. Does that sound familiar? It does to me. The Bible doesn't discourage the grieving process. It just warns us not to get stuck in it. Psalm 30 verse 5 says, weeping may remain for a night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. So to reach your morning of rejoicing, yes, you've got to go through your night of weeping. F.B. Meyer, one of the great old writers, puts it this way. There are some who chide tears as unmanly, unsubmissive, and unchristian. They comfort us with a chill, bidding us to put on a rigid and tearless countenance. We may well ask whether a man who cannot weep can really love. Sorrow is just love bereaved. Its most natural expression is tears. Jesus wept. The Ephesian converts wept in the neck of the Apostle Paul, whose face they were never to see again. So, go ahead. Pour out your heart to God. Why? Because it's a vital step to becoming whole.